So without further ado, let me introduce the Jazz Cat himself, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, with his guest today. The Live with the Jazz Cat show is on the air. Hi, Leroy, how you doing?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, really good, and you're out in Chicago today, huh?
We are here in the windy city, but you know what? It's not really that cold, man. It's really kind of nice. And what makes it even more special is that I got a chance to hang out with the Chicago jazz legend, Mr. Von Freeman. Hey, Von.
Hey there, Mr. Downs. How you doing?
Man, I am so good. How are you?
Oh, man, fine. Yeah, I had a ball with you the other night.
Oh, we had a great time.
Yes, it was really, really nice.
Well, you know, you're a Chicago legend, man. All your friends call you Vonsky.
Yeah.
And, man, you've been in Chicago virtually all your life, and you...
Well, that's... Hey, now, that's really the truth.
You've seen a lot of jazz rolling in and out of town.
Oh, man, listen. You know, Chicago is one of those three-sided towns. You got a north side, you got a west side, and the south side, and then you got Lake Michigan.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go too far.
No, I'm telling you.
You don't want to hit the lake.
No.
Well, I happened to be out Saturday night just taking a stroll, getting some cool air in the city, and stumbled upon Andy's Jazz Club. And when I walked in, there you were on stage blowing to a whole bunch of folks who love you and your music.
Oh, thanks, Leroy. You know, that's, well, you know how that is when you're supposed to be a legend. You that really means you've been out here a good while.
Yes, you have, and you still
do. And the people show their love for you.
Yes, they do. You know, you played with so many of the greats, and, you know, you were tooting your horn before there was a B&B bop, man.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I've been very, very fortunate. But, you know, actually, my dad, who played a wild trombone around the house and in the backyard, he was a good friend of Louis Armstrong. And Louis, well, he was just one of the cast men that started this whole thing off. I still play a lot of his songs, imitate him sometimes. So does everybody else. And then I've been on up to that, which he played Dixieland. Then along came swing, and then, of course, bebop, and then all the different other parts of music that jazz cats play on up until the day. And I've tried to cover as much of it as I possibly can.
Well, you know, some of the folks, some names that these people out here in Carmel, California, and the rest of the world might be familiar with might be Charlie Parker, Father Jazz, Roy Eldridge,
yes,
Andrew Hill, Sun Ra, just some of the folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the reason why I didn't bother to call names, because, my goodness, you can call a whole lot of names.
I know.
You run out of time.
I can keep running, you know, I can keep running with it, but you're right, we'd run out of time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tonight, you'll be playing at a place on the south side of Chicago called the New Apartment Lounge.
Yeah, been there about 26 years now.
Wow, that's incredible to have a venue that's been in existence that long.
Well, I went in to take a partner's place of mine for a night, and I've been there ever since 1982. Been there ever since. I didn't expect for it to be like that, but it's always good when unexpected happens. Cause the people treat me like a king.
Well, you are a king, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
We're listening to Von Freeman on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. My name is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to it on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada.
Go ahead, baby.
That's how we do it. Well, you know, Chicago, I'm having such a great time here. I'm going out to see jazz every night. And, you know, when I listen to you, man, you not only produce good sound, but you pass that same gift down to the next generation of Freemans as well to continue the legacy.
Oh, that's beautiful, Leroy.
Your son, Von Freeman, has been a recording mogul of his own, and I'm sure that's all due to spending time with Daddy Vonsky.
Yeah, well, listen, tell everybody that my vocalist, who's been with me for years and years and years, Betty Jean Reynolds, she said hi to everybody.
Betty Jean got up on stage and sang with you the other night as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, I'm sure that there's nothing that you don't know about Chicago jazz. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, Chicago jazz should probably be your middle name. I mean, you're certainly the historian.
Thanks, Leroy. Well, it's good. You know, West Side, South Side, and the North Side. All three of them are jumping.
Yeah.
They're swinging like crazy.
Well, you're almost like a human jazz reference guide for music here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two camps of musical philosophy that are very popular with Chicago. One is the Chicago School of Tenor Players that you were part of, and the other...
Oh, yes.
The AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians.
That's the truth. They're right here. Fred Anderson.
Now, you know, are there different philosophies with both of these camps of music?
Well, actually, I just think that it's the same thing, really. Not the same thing. I mean, it's just different flavors. They're all trying to swing, and they're all trying to do their thing. And, you know, there's many ways to swing, as many ways to swing good. So the different music just seem to keep growing. I try to play just like most of the folks here do, try to play a hybrid of them, you know, like just some of all of it.
Right, right.
Because people ask me for all of it.
What is the essence of the true Chicago sound? I mean, what would you say, you know?
Oh, I just think it's a hard-hitting sound. It's just like the wind here. They call this town, they nicknamed it Windy City, and the people here and the singers and everybody, that's the way that they act and that's the way that they blow. Although they're warm people, but I'm telling you, it's a town that people just give out. They give out with what they got. Nobody holds back.
Mm. Well, I'm sure you all do that with the music as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, jam sessions are so important to further the continuation of the music and for allowing a platform for musicians to cut their teeth on.
I mean, some
of these cats can chew right through the platform, you know?
Uh-huh.
But who are some of the rising stars that you've seen come to make it in the jazz elite that have made it through the Chicago?
Well, it's so many of them, Leroy. And I make it a habit not ever to, well, I used to, when I was younger, I used to name people. But I find I made a whole lot of enemies doing that because I'd always leave out important people, too. So now I just say that just about the majority of them can sure no play. And the majority of the folks that sing can sure no sing. And I just leave it at the majority because that's what it is. It's a majority town of a bunch of good musicians and good singers.
Well, you know, we don't want to make anybody mad because this music is all about love in Chicago.
Well, that's true. Well, I used to name my brother George all the time. Folks say, "Will you stop naming your brother?" But it's a thing. Whereas, you know, it just takes. You could write a book. And you might be the person to do that.
Hmm. You never know.
Because in a book, you got a lot of pages. You can name a lot of people.
There you go. You're listening to Von Freeman right here on Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. It's on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Now, I'm off to Chicago Symphony Center this Friday to see a performance of a young man that I understand you recorded, one of your originals with Blues for Billy. That would be Mr. James.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the Chicago Symphony Center is one of the plush places here. And whenever you play that, you're very fortunate because that venue is, well, that's where the Chicago Symphony Band plays.
Right.
And, of course, You got to be good to play there. I celebrated my 80th year there.
Yeah, well, it seems like every 5 years, everyone gets together to celebrate your birthday, and it looks like I'm on 1 month too late.
Listen, if the time is always right, especially when a person like you with a great attitude comes through. It just makes me feel young again.
Yeah.
It really did. Because I did some of my better playing Well, I always try to play hard, but playing hard and playing good is two different things, you know.
Right, right.
But I tried to add a little something extra, and so did the band, and so did the singer with me. Because so many people told me who hadn't previously said anything to me in that club. Even the owner said something, that he liked it. So, hey, you helped make everything better.
Well, thank you, man. Everybody, I've had such a warm welcome from you and all the musicians that have been around you here in Chicago, and I certainly like to thank you for that. And, you know, we're here to celebrate your life, man.
Well, listen, Leroy, thank you and your wonderful station.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, has Richard Daley, the mayor of Chicago, recognized you for your dedication to the music? I mean, you should have a key to this city.
Richard Davis?
Richard Daley.
Daley?
Yeah, the mayor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I know him personally, and you know, one thing about him, he's into all kinds of music. That's one thing that makes him so popular here. He likes jazz, rock, R&B, well, the whole gamut.
Well, that's good that he likes the music.
Oh, yeah.
That's important to recognize.
And he really likes all kind of music, you know, all kinds. And I think that that's better. I really do. I've come to that conclusion. I haven't always thought that way. But as I got older, I mellowed out, you know.
Well, you know, they nicknamed you the improviser, and that's a fitting name for you, my friend.
Well, listen, thank you very much.
It has and will continue to be a pleasure. When I see you perform in just a few hours over at the New Apartment Lounge on the south side of Chicago, I'm looking forward to more continued blessings of the music, and thank you for teaching us, the students of music, what it's all about.
Leroy, thank you.
Absolutely, man. Von Freeman, right here on Live with the Jazz Cat. My name is Leroy Downs. You're listening to it on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Gary Hamada, this time from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Gary?
Thank you, gentlemen. And let me ask you a question there, Leroy. How long are you going to be in Chicago?
I will be here until the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking up some of this good music. I've seen music every night. I saw Vaughn on Saturday night. And last night I went to a Polish jazz performance. It was like being in another country. Everyone there was from Poland. And there was jazz over there. I went down to a jazz jam session at a place called the Velvet Lounge, where a lot of young, up-and-coming musicians were just burning so hard. So tonight I'm going to go see Vaughn at the New Apartment Lounge, Jason Moran on Friday at the Symphony Center. Just trying to get around and
There he is, the Jazz Cat, all around town, all around the United States, and we've caught the Jazz Cat at the International Association of Jazz Educators with his interviews there on site from the Grammys, from countless locations. And if you want more information or you would like to get a replay of this interview with Yvonne Freeman, there's a lot of other legends as well. And why not just listen to them all? And you can do that on the Live with the Jazz Cat. The site is thejazzcat.net. Again, www.thejazzcat.net. Thank you, Leroy.
Absolutely, Gary. We'll see you back in Southern California.
All right, and thank you, Vaughn. Mr. Freeman? He's gone, huh?
He's gone.
All right, good. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.